to the Gulf Coast say that reports of the oil being almost cleaned up are highly exaggerated. So what does that mean? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The name of this little old show. If you want to be part of the water cooler buzz, you certainly can at any point, whether it's to throw in your opinion on what's now the dispute over the amount of oil that's done with, which is around 75%, the amount that was spilled, and how this whole thing was ultimately handled with BP and why more heads didn't roll, or what's going on with the Democrats. And how much of a change do you think we'll see when people across America, and let's hope it's a big number, go out to vote with all the House seats up for grabs? And I'll say it again, 37 senatorial seats also. There is a chance that you could make a change by voting out the person you don't like. If it's the same old song and dance, then make a change. And tell your neighbor to do the same thing. Don't be afraid to get out there and touch the screen, wait in line, or early voting. In a lot of cases, early voting is starting, so do the early voting thing. You don't even have to get in line. How easy is that? Now, come on, as lazy as everybody can be at times in their life, or if you're the uber procrastinator, you got some time to play with this thing. You just got to send it back in. So I don't see why we've got all these excuses about it doesn't matter, and it's just if we our vote doesn't really count. That's not true, especially when you're talking about local elections or elections on the Hill. You want to argue about electoral college, I'm right there with you with the whole presidential thing and how we pick presidents, but not when it comes to the House, not when it comes to the Senate, and definitely not when it comes to the local level, wherever you are. So here's the number. Keep it handy, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I'm curious, are you going to vote? And if you're not going to vote, why not? Why aren't you going to vote? Because those numbers are always terribly low. I mean, I know it varies from county to county, and there are counties that spike in certain states. But overall, the freedom that we enjoy and the freedom to cast your vote for the people who represent us is sadly not used enough. That's not all we're going to talk about, though, on this show. Certainly not. The president makes a run at Texas, but what's interesting is in the great state of Texas, a lot of Democrats really tried to distance themselves, or they are distancing themselves from Barack Obama. You know, it's that old thing about coattails, and if the coattails are ripe, you want to ride them if you're in the game of politics. If you're concerned that even your own party, it might not be the greatest to have a big glaring endorsement from a guy who's iffy on the popularity side of things right now, then you kind of play the distance game. So pollster John Zogby is predicting that the president will become poisonous for Dems on the trail if incumbent Senate Michael Bennett, Senator Michael Bennett, loses to state legislator Andrew Romanoff in a Democratic primary that's huge in Colorado. Zogby told Newsmax that a loss by Bennett, who's a fave of the establishment in Democratic circles and has gotten strong personal support from the president, would absolutely send shockwaves, or a clear signal anyway, to other Democrats to stay away and not jump on the coattails as it gets closer to November. Because that's what happens. I mean, we know this from any whether it's a Republican president or a Democratic president. I mean, this is the history of polling, and this is the history of currying favor with somebody who's popular and being careful if they're not popular and being careful what you say about that president. So the Democrats have absolutely pushed Bennett. But the polls show that what's happened lately is Romanoff is surging in the last couple of weeks and suddenly has caught a wave of momentum. The race, statistically anyway, is deadlocked. So the outcome will depend on what I was just harping about, people getting out to vote. It depends on which one of those candidates in Colorado gets the supporters to the polls. People can say, I'm voting for you, oh, yeah, be there at the rallies, and then they don't vote, and so that is a subtraction to the person who's running. So anyway, Zogby said an upset by Romanoff over Bennett, which really could happen, shows that there's lots of problems brewing for the administration, that the president will be thought of as, ooh, I'm not so sure I want this guy to weigh in, because it's better for me if he doesn't do that. Now, Democrats feel a little bit more optimistic, let's say, about the prospects of winning in Connecticut. I know we have a lot of listeners in Connecticut. There's a popular longtime AG, Richard Blumenthal, who is trying to fill the Senate spot that was left open from longtime Senator Chris Dodd. So Tuesday's Republican primary in Connecticut is one to watch, too, because it'll determine which Republican Blumenthal faces in November. Who is it going to be? Is it going to be the CEO of World Wrestling Entertainment, Linda McMahon, who looks like she's trouncing the former Congressman Rob Simmons? The advantage, I think, in at least the latest poll anyway I saw was 50% to 28%, something like that. And initially, it looked like Simmons was going to just step away because he didn't do so well at the nominating convention, but decided to keep his name on the primary ballot anyway and is being politically active, at least in the last 3 or 4 weeks. So that's another one to watch. Then there is also this runoff election in Georgia. The Secretary of State, Karen Handel, the gubernatorial candidate, who was endorsed by former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, is squaring off against U.S. Congressman Nathan Deal. Of course, there are some other people who have backed Deal, like Mike Huckabee, who gets a lot of face time on Fox with the show, the former Alaska governor once running for president, and former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. Both of them are pushing for Deal. Palin campaigned in Georgia for Handel on Monday and denied that she's actually promoting him, that she's promoting Handel because she's a woman, or promoting her, rather, because she's a woman. So she was pushing for her, stumping for her, in other words. So who has the bigger, you know, who has the bigger hand in this one? Is Sarah Palin or Huckabee and Newt Gingrich? Anyway, a little politics for you. I promoted on the website, if you go to americatonight.net, talked all about the vote and whether or not the president's coattails were worth riding for the Democrats, and what were we seeing in some of the trends for the other races and seats that are up for grabs. Stick with us. We Can Count next.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I'm starting to really like this feature. I hope you are too. Latest edition, here we go. You like hamburgers? Ooh, I like hamburgers. I like me some grilled hamburgers. But I hate when I hear things like this. 1 million pounds of ground beef has been recalled. So then you ask yourself, well, what were the dates? What kind of beef has been recalled? And the type that I'm talking about is from a meat processing plate, a place in Modesto, California. And they're voluntarily recalling about 1 million pounds, like I said. The Valley Meat Company says the ground beef patties and bulk products, here's the key, were produced between October 2nd, 2009 through January 12th, 2010, and were distributed to retail places and food service providers in California, if you're living there and listening to us, Texas, Oregon, Arizona, and overseas. A list of retailers hasn't been released yet, but the list of products has been published on the company's website. So far, 7 people have been sickened between February and June, according to the USDA. So if you've got this in your freezer, throw it away. E. coli can be serious, baby. I mean, death is the worst thing that can happen to you. You get very, very sick, and it's just a reminder to properly cook the meat. 160 degrees. That kills off the bacteria, especially when you're doing that grilling thing. Sometimes there's the tendency for some people to undercook. You know when I say there's no in-between a lot of times when I'm talking about politicians, it's black or white or whatever. In the case of cooking meat, it seems to be the same thing. People either like their meat to run away or they like it really, really well done. But there has to be a happy medium somewhere for most of us. And the idea is make sure that you really have that grill going hot, and then you don't have to worry about it as much. So they're going to post a whole list of stuff. If you go to Valley Meat, if you're worried about it, you're listening to me like in Oregon, valleymeat.com. You can check that out because you don't want to end up with E. coli. That'll scare somebody into becoming a vegetarian. As somebody who is definitely a meat and potato person, I hate hearing about those E. coli stories. The Pentagon's new plan might cost 3,000 jobs. There's your number. Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense, is proposing cutting Joint Forces Command from the budget. So that's where you get your number, 3,000. Right now, the current Defense Department budget totals more than $530 billion a year, and they think they need increases of about 2 to 3% a year to sustain the force structure and meet all the modernization needs with the weaponry and materials for the people in the field and whatnot. So the recession has caused the department to actually say we need a 1% budget increase for next year, and the cuts announced were supposed to help hold down the overall costs. So that's 3,000 jobs. That's a terrible if you're somebody who gets that notice. What they're going to do is eliminate the Joint Forces Command. Like I said, they're based in Norfolk, Virginia, and naturally both of the state's U.S. Democratic senators aren't happy with this, like Senator Jim Webb, a guy who served. He released a statement immediately saying getting rid of it would be a step backward and would be harmful to the military. Senator Mark Warner said he didn't see any rational basis for dismantling the Joint Forces Command. The command, just so you know this, has an annual budget of $240 million and 2,800 military and civilian employees. It is one of the department's 10 combatant commands. So unlike most of the others, it doesn't have a global region of responsibility, let's say, like CENTCOM does. They're responsible for the Middle East. And this one doesn't. So thus comes the call for, well, we could eliminate it. But there's a lot of criticism about that because the job issue is so huge anyway when we're talking about unemployment. So now you're talking about so many people losing their job. The oil disaster, ultimately, what is the cost? Well, we've heard different figures, but right now, with 100 yards, basically, and counting to shore up the relief wells, and they're getting closer and closer, the amount is up to $6.1 billion. The Justice Department says it is pleased with what British Petroleum is doing, funding the $3 billion so far in claims, and that will continue. Because there are a lot of people who still have to file, so it could go even higher, $6.1 billion. So just for the record, BP set up a trust, made an initial $3 billion deposit of the previously announced $20 billion escrow account to pay what they call legitimate claims that arise from the Deepwater Horizon incident and the resulting oil and gas spill. That's a lot of money, boy. Whew. Bad design, could have redone the design, could have had a better safety check, and maybe they wouldn't even have to pay all that money. If you drive a Honda, and boy, a lot of people do because of the whole it's reliable thing, now there's another recall. This time Honda announced that 383,000 older Accord, Civics, and Elements in the U.S. were getting recalled because of problems related to the ignition mechanism that wouldn't allow the cars, that could allow the cars rather, to roll away. They said that if the ignition interlock mechanism, because that's what it's called, I don't have any other word for it, gets worn or damaged or has too much wear and tear, it might be possible for the ignition key to be removed when the car is not in park. Oh, that's nice. So that means that the car could roll away and possibly crash. Oh, that's nice. You know, I parked my Honda, but I can't find it. Oh, there it is, slapping into other cars in the parking lot. So they got a bunch of complaints about this. There have been a couple of accidents. And it includes 197,000 Accords. A lot of people get those. And 117,000 Civics. So they've gotten 16 complaints, they being the National Highway Traffic Safety administration, and that's what they were talking about. 11 involved, oh, this would be my nightmare, a rollaway crash, including one where the owner claimed she was nearly run over by her own car when she tried to stop it from rolling. Oh, killed by your own car, that would be the worst for family members. How did your mom die? Well, it's a funny thing, not really funny, but she parked the car, thought it was fine, and it rolled over and rolled backwards and killed her, basically rolled over her. Ooh. All right, a couple more quickly here for We Can Count. I told you we had some good ones for you. And it includes this: one governor, one president, and one letter. I mentioned this earlier, that Obama was in Texas to talk to a couple of different groups, and the gov, Rick Perry, who's a Republican, handed a letter to the president asking for more troops on the southern border to counter the dire threat coming from international drug cartels and transitional gangs, because it's getting pretty bad in Texas. Specifically, the governor talked about the Rio Grande, that it shouldn't be underestimated by the feds any longer, and added that America can't have a rational discussion of immigration reform without real effective border security. The plan to send the 1,200 National Guard troops, as many other governors have complained to the border, is not sufficient. Perry threw that number out there, since just 286 have been deployed. That's it. So not even 300 so far. Perry wasn't vague. I give him credit. He listed a couple of incidents recently that have happened of attempted violence on the United States, on our soil, including bullets hitting the El Paso City Hall. That's awful. Death threats and torture and car bombings and kidnappings and assassinations and beheadings, we know, are pretty bad, and especially in Juarez, in between Juarez and El Paso, and some of that is bleeding over into El Paso, Texas. And Perry also, by the way, has invited the President, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, and Defense Secretary Robert Gates to meet with him. He also threw that into the letter, too. And it's Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and Cali in parts are starting to become like war zones. No kidding. Talk to anyone at the border, and that's exactly what they'll tell you. What do you think should be done? Border security first? Or anchor babies? 800-259-5791.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3. freeze-dry-guy.com. That's freeze-dry-guy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Here in America Tonight of We Can Count, I mentioned BP and the money that's been spent so far with the claims and the fact that the company's saying it's $6.1 billion all told at this point for what happened as a result of Deepwater Horizon back on April 20th. Can't shed any tears for whatever they have to pay because it is what it is. The problem should have been solved before it got to that catastrophe, but forget about that. Going backwards doesn't do anything. What I think is interesting is these reports that 75% of the oil that leaked from that rig is gone. So the people who live there say, whoa, wait a second. And I don't blame them because you know how these news cycles work. And here today, gone tomorrow. The whole world has ADD, and that's it. Boom. It's front page, front page, front page. I'm just using the paper analogy because, really, how many people are reading papers anymore? But, okay, in the consciousness of everybody, there. And then all of a sudden it falls off and fades into the deep end. So you got people that are struggling big time with the lack of money to pay their mortgages, their car payments, what's coming up with their kids. The livelihoods were devastated by the leak. All the fishermen, the shrimpers, no matter what's being reported about, oh, okay, we're eating the shrimp again, everything looks good, life is good. What's happening is the people that live in the regions that were hit the hardest say, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's still out there. The oil's still there. And we can show you the oil. We can show you what's happened. And, you know, many of you have called this show when we made the comparisons, when the world was making the comparisons in the beginning stages of this with the Exxon Valdez. And we have had people that have called from Alaska who say, listen, the oil spill is still, there's still remnants of that oil spill that's there today. It's not just completely gone. So if you have visited and you look to see what's going on and you go through the beaches and you talk to some of the people there and you find out about tourism and what's happening with the local populations. I talked about this last week, something that I didn't see reported anywhere, but I knew from a couple of real estate people that the property values have plummeted and a lot of people are trying to unload in the Gulf region and now their houses are tanking, so they find themselves underwater where they weren't necessarily before. And they're trying to make these decisions on what to do, and their livelihoods have been slammed. So they don't even have that the extra money to float themselves. So the idea that there's only 25% more to clean up is a falsehood, and we have talked about that. But I guess a lot of people aren't really mentioning it on a lot of other places, so it's not getting that mainstream, I'll call it the mainstream push. And in the thoughts of a lot of people around the United States, like let's say they're in the Northeast, they're in the Midwest, they're in the Northwest, and they don't have any connection, any kin in the Gulf region, they're hearing that, oh yeah, things are, sure, you got to worry about the wildlife and what's been damaged and all that, but geez, a lot of it's been sucked up, it's gone. Remember, I asked a question, and this is a question a lot of people that are those that go out on the boats are saying, where did it all go? Because we know it's going to surface somewhere. The people who know those waterways the best are rightfully so concerned. So do you think it's one of those distraction deals? Pump out the positive. Pump it out. Don't tell them the truth, because if they know that, that might dissuade more people, one, from going down to the Gulf Coast. All right, what's interesting in the game of politics and worth bringing up again is now what's happening with ethics. And Maxine Waters, hear her roar. She's been around for 10 terms. And now she is in the thick of it. You think that she's gonna sink into the quicksand? I think she is. The Ethics Committee released a report that detailed 3 counts against the congresswoman from California. The report says flat out that she tried to get federal money for a bank with serious financial ties to her husband. Her husband's investments would have been worthless if she hadn't have jumped in. So the 71-year-old who's been on the Hill for a very long time, she's pushing the ethics panel. And on these panels, you have 8 Dems, or you have 4 Democrats and 4 Republicans, 8 all together. She's pushing them to set a trial date before the midterm elections in November. She's a senior member of the House Financial Services Committee. So the part of the allegations include that she helped arrange a meeting in September of 2008 between One United Bank and the Treasury Department. Ultimately, they were bailed out. They got money. And Waters' husband owned almost 4,000 shares of One United stock at the time of the meeting. The shares declined in value from more than $350,000 in June to $175,000 at the end of September, which was at the height of the financial crisis, if you remember, on Wall Street. And her husband was one of the bank board members from 2004 to 2008. Let's just say it's not looking good. They've got ink on this. They've got a trail on this. It's just another one of these hypocritical things. Remember Maxine Waters, she was screaming about the financial bailout, and here she was helping her husband, allegedly. Certainly looks that way when you connect all these dots. Look, she makes a call to Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, asks that the department meet with this bank and or meet with the National Bankers Association. They represent 100 minority-owned banks. That bank was one of them. And at the meeting, they focused on one of those banks, that bank that we're talking about, the One United. So that's the thing. He was a board member. He was a stockholder. I don't see how they're not going to just nail her to the wall with this one. He's definitely and was definitely involved in that bank. She didn't say no. The conflict of interest is very, very clear. So the report shows that. It shows how it outlines this. She was actively involved in this. So now this is the second highest ranking Democrat facing a public ethics trial this fall. You got the New York congressman, Charlie Rangel, and the former, because that's what he was, the former chairman of the tax writing part of the House Ways and Means Committee. And he's in an even worse position. He's accused of 13 violations of House rules, and it's all about financial wrongdoing and harming the credibility of Congress. I don't see it. So this is bad for the Dems because this is right before the midterm election. So will the ethics issues really haunt the Democrats come November? There's the question, my friends. I'm going to flat out say absolutely yes. And certainly in those two seats, in California and in New York, and these are people that have been around for a very long time. They kissed a lot of babies. They shook a lot of hands. And clearly, and they're two different things, but centering around money and currying favor, I think they have both of them, Waters and Rangel, on the hook. I don't believe their attorneys are going to be able to wiggle out of it. Now, with Rangel, because there were so many more charges, maybe some charges are changed around, and he's not walloped as hard as he could be, but he's going to get it. No question about it. He's absolutely going to get nailed. And I think she will, too. And I believe it absolutely hurts the Democratic Party. Now, we're talking about the upcoming midterm elections. We don't do the presidential thing, as all of you know, until 2012. The Republican, who seems to be making the most noise lately anyway, seems to be Newt Gingrich. And you think of Newt Gingrich and being bounced from the Speaker of the House, but then how strong he is with his words, a best-selling book, two best-selling books, a lot of appearances on talk shows where he is, I think, when it comes down to the who, what, where, when, and why, and how he delivers it, he's actually pretty good at that. And I've heard a lot of Democrats say, hey, you know, I don't agree with what he said, but he does have a way with the words. He's a little bit of a wordsmith, and it comes across, and he's gotten stronger in that department. But does he have what it takes to oust an incumbent? And if you were the Democrats, how do you feel about Newt running? Is he somebody who can topple their man in the Oval Office? I think you're going to see a stronger push, that's for sure, because he's looking pretty good in Iowa, and Iowa's where it all starts. You also have Palin and Huckabee and a bunch of other people that I think want that spot as well. Stay with us.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
That number, 75% cleaned up in the Gulf Coast, but the number is in dispute for the people who live in the regions like parts of Louisiana and in Mississippi, certainly where they got slammed, even in Alabama and the Gulf Shores where they took it on the chin, and tourism has tanked. It has. Are people going to Tampa and St. Pete, where I just came from? Absolutely. Are the beaches fine? I was in the Gulf of Mexico. Perfect. Nothing was wrong. No tar balls, nothing. But that's a little further down the coast. It was Pensacola that was hit in Florida. So you look at that number that's thrown out. Isn't it interesting? The whole spill centers around numbers, exaggerated numbers, the lack of numbers, the lack of information, frankly, the lack of access at times for the media in the first place. Label the media whatever you want to label them, but any media, if the lack of access was brutal in the beginning for the spill. And, you know, hey, I get it while it's unfolding. It's like when you go to a crime scene and you're kind of behind that yellow line waiting for the statement. But that went on for weeks and still is going on. So the president, though, he had the positive spin. He was trying to pump up the tourism and talk about the seafood. Here was Obama's take on where we are now with the spill.
What is clear is that the battle to stop the oil from flowing into the Gulf is just about over. We're excited that fishermen can go back to work and Americans can confidently and safely enjoy Gulf seafood once again. We're certainly going to enjoy it here at the White House. In fact, we had some yesterday. While they're here today, several Saints players are going to spend some time teaching our staff their favorite Gulf seafood recipes. So who's cooking?
All right, so that positive spin again, that the that the food is fine, it's great, whatever. But that's not the case when you talk to people. I was at a place called Reddington Beach, and I talked to some of the fishermen that were coming in there, just that they were there on the pier, and I got some great fresh hogfish, if any of you know what a hogfish is, and some snapper and grouper. It was terrific, fresh, great food. And I asked them what they knew, because, you know, there's a little clan. And even if you're a little bit further down in Florida, there are ties to people on the Gulf Coast. And they said that there's no question. Yes, there are places where you can still shrimp in the Gulf, but that so much of the area was decimated and is decimated by the spill that, you know, hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars have been lost in those waters. So make no mistake, despite what's being pumped out, the cleanup situation is still brutal. I mean, beyond brutal. You had day after day after day of 100 days of what was leaking into the Gulf. So by no means is this a layup for the people who make their living either in the hotel business, the restaurant business, or especially the fishing industry in some way. Going out for oysters, shrimping, fishing, not what the other fishermen are experiencing who didn't have the waters that they troll in, that they go in, damaged by the spill. Where I was and where I talked to two different fishing boat captains, they directly were in the Gulf and beyond that, but they were further down, Tampa and below. And they had heard that there was a lot of conversation about Pensacola was coming up there and also what was happening in the states I just mentioned, in the coastal regions. And there was no question that there was a disconnect between what they were talking about in the docks and how their wallets and their hauls were affected compared to what was being said, that everything was fine, it was great, no problem, right? All right, I want to update you on something while we're kind of scatter shooting all over the place. And the reason we're doing that is because there are an incredible amount of things that broke during the day. So we know where we're at with the spill. We don't believe that how much of it is definitely cleaned up. And we know that they're pushing to have the relief wells permanent plug, and they're very, very close to doing that. I believe that. And once that's sealed up with the cement and the mud and everything, hopefully that's it. It's done at least in the foreseeable future. But this is a follow-up to something that somehow gets lost in the sauce. It's, again, that theory of what bubbles up to the surface, the focus is there, but then it kind of goes away. Because I think this is a big deal. South Korea denounced pretty much the artillery that was fired, the barrage of the stuff that was fired by North Korea into the sea as a provocation on Tuesday, and warned that it would deal what they called sternly, put some parentheses around that word, with any further such acts. So North Korea fired 110 rounds near the Western Sea border that's so troublesome with South Korea. This was shortly after Seoul ended a five-day naval drill stage that we've talked about a ton, in response to the killing of 46 sailors and the sinking of the warship. North Korea squarely has been blamed for what happened with the ship, because looking at the markings and all the independent groups that investigated this came up with the same conclusion. North Korea says they did not do it, but it's obvious when you look at the evidence that they did, and we know the whole deal with Kim Jong-il, and he's the midget dictator who wants nothing better than to be the guy that's sitting next to Ahmadinejad, because to me the two of them top the list. And it's because where they are and strategically what happens with them is too vital to ignore. Of course you can't do that. So South Korea's had it up to the top of their heads. They're done with this. And it's a question of how do they react? Do they ignore what's going on? They're not ignoring it. Do they pursue it that much further? And does the United States back them up? Because clearly the threat of sanctions, much like Iran, don't really do too much. And North Korea is trying to say, come on, bring it on. Bring it on. We are ready. The Korean Peninsula is technically, and I think this is where I say people get lost in the sauce and they forget this, is technically in a state of war. Because the Korean War ended in a truce, not a peace treaty. We've got 28,000 troops invested in South Korea to protect an important Asian ally of ours. So the U.S. State Department has to denounce North Korea's artillery barrage, and that they have to do that. But at what point does it go beyond it? Where does the tension bleed over that it's just too much? And the sinking of that ship, South Korea is not going to let this go. They're not going to walk away from this and say, okay, we're going to forget this. They're not forgetting. They want justice against North Korea. And I think we're close to something happening. Really. And this is where you had navies of both Koreas have fought three gun battles since 1999. Since 1999. So think about that. At least we forget since over 10 years ago, not that long ago, the tensions were definitely running high at one point. And this could be more than a big ouch, more than a big headache. It could just break wide open. Who are you more afraid of breaking wide open? The nut in North Korea, Kim Jong-il, or the nut in Iran, based on their location and their historical significance in the Middle East? I still am going to say I give the edge to Ahmadinejad, but I'll tell you what, Kim Jong-il comes a very close second.
This constant bickering has just put me in a coma. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Have a beer, Norm.
Fame, fortune, fat women.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better.